You are listening to Resilient Life, the podcast where we explore the power of resiliency. I'm Nikita Ross. It is my hope that listening to this podcast will give you the tools to connect with and increase your resiliency. So join me on this adventure of self-discovery and self-love. Welcome to Resilient Life, the podcast where we explore the power of resiliency. I'm Nikita Ross, and this week we're going to explore the power of words and how they impact resiliency. We use words every day. They are powerful tools that we use to communicate, connect, and express ourselves. Throughout time, languages have been shaped by people assigning meanings to symbols and creating a way for us to understand one another. But can we truly possess words? Is it possible to claim ownership of a phrase, a word, or a sentence? Have you ever thought about owning a word? If so, which one? If not, give it some thought. Today, we'll explore this intriguing question and dive into the significance of words in our lives. I get it. Words aren't just a collection of letters. They hold meaning and power. We use them to share and express our thoughts and emotions and experiences with others. They become a part of our narrative, shaping our identities like happy, married, boss versus bossy, or survivor. Words also do a great job of connecting us. But the question remains, can you claim ownership of words? Take, for example, the phrase resilient life. While we can't physically own a word or a phrase, we can resonate with its significance and embody its essence. That's why I chose to trademark resilient life as my intellectual property. Resilient life is a phrase that represents my ability to overcome obstacles and flourish in adversity. It's a reminder to me of my unwavering determination and my capacity to find peace despite challenges. I resonate with resilient life so strongly because it's undeniably forms a part of my narrative and personal growth. It provides tangible evidence of my unwavering determination. I embrace and embody the word resilience as a testament to my ability to thrive and find joy despite the trauma I went through as a child. And that's the beauty of words. They can resonate with us and become sources of inspiration and empowerment. So, can we really possess words? Maybe not in a physical sense, but we can certainly connect with them and let them become part of our journey. Let us embrace the power of words and use them to inspire ourselves and others to live a resilient life. And while you may not legally own a phrase like resilient life, you can connect with a word of your choosing: loving, kind, boss, intelligent, whatever word makes you feel proud and accomplished. Embrace your resiliency, share your story, and let your words make you feel good about yourself. Let your words uplift and encourage you and others. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are the author of your story. Embrace your resiliency and let your words guide you toward a thriving life. I hope this episode gave you some tools to connect with and increase your resiliency. I'm proud of you. Let's keep up the momentum. Follow Resilient Life on your favorite podcast platform and on YouTube at Resilient Life Podcast. Until next time, be kind to yourself and others.